shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good afternoon, good morning, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the Happy Station Show. And it's really nice to have you with us for the next 55 minutes. Yes, as I've said before, 55, your lucky number. Well, certainly many things have happened since we did our last program. And if you don't know what that is, you probably have been sleeping for the past week, but there was a devastating earthquake that struck the northern part of Japan, well, off the coast of the northern part of Japan. Originally, it was registered as an 8.9, but after more research was done, they realized that it was a 9.0. Now, that is strong. Now, the earthquake itself is not what caused most of the damage, actually. It was the tsunami, which came a few moments later. In fact, in this region, the Asia-Pacific region, many countries, including from all the way up to parts of Korea, down to Australia, the west coast of North America, even here in Taiwan, they called a tsunami warning. So it's quite devastating. We're going to be joined on the program today by two of our listeners who are actually from Japan. One of them is in Japan right now. The other one, Mackie, she is now living in Potsdam in Germany. So they're going to be joining us on the program in a little bit. Now, we're not going to be giving out any information about the earthquake because, number one, today is a Thursday when we recorded this show. And information and the situation on the ground in Japan is changing literally every 15 to 30 minutes. So if we did that, we would be giving out old information, but we're not going to do that at all. Let's kick off with a piece of music, and then we'll get to some of the correspondence that has come in the last few days. Here's the Benny Goodman Quartet, made up, of course, of Benny Goodman, Gene Krupa on drums, Lionel Hampton on vibes, and Teddy Wilson on piano with Somebody Loves Me here on the International Happy Station from PCJ. the Benny Goodman Quartet from the album Together Again with Somebody Loves Me here on the International Happy Station. Well, the earthquake that hit Japan last Friday at 2:46 local time in Taiwan, that is 1:46 local time. Japan is an hour ahead of Taiwan. I was receiving a number of SMS messages and emails from our listeners overseas asking if everything was okay here. We didn't even feel it, which was unusual because the big Sichuan earthquake that devastated Sichuan in China in 2008 was actually felt here in Taiwan, and that earthquake was much smaller than this one that hit Japan. We actually felt that one. But this one that struck Japan off the coast of Sendai, we didn't feel anything at all. In fact, even the local news programs didn't report on it to about 15 minutes later when they realized there was a big earthquake that took place. There was a tsunami warning for the northeastern coast part of Taiwan. And what they did, the tsunami warning was called at around, I think it was around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And cities like Geelong, which is not far from where we are, and other areas, they evacuated people. They closed businesses, they closed schools, just in case something would happen. The tsunami warning was lifted about 2 hours later, when they realized that the waters had only risen by about 10 centimeters. We didn't get much of a tsunami at all, in fact. The areas, for example, that were furthest, like Hawaii, actually the waters in Hawaii went up higher than here in Taiwan. So everything here was fine, and it was normal. Now, that doesn't say that people are not worried. Taiwan sits right next to a very large fault that's made up of an extreme fault called the Ring of Fire, which Japan is on, Taiwan, Indonesia, going all the way down to New Zealand, in fact. And here in Taiwan, we get earthquakes all the time, pretty much on the same frequency as you get in Japan. Now, per day, we get maybe 3, 4, maybe 5, but you don't really notice them. They're incredibly small. In a month, we get maybe 2, 3 that you actually feel, and the ones that you feel are maybe above 5.5 on the Richter scale. The concern that people have here in Taiwan, and it's been a big concern now for a couple of years, the concern has gone up since last Friday, is Taiwan usually gets a major earthquake every 10 years. The last time was in September 1999, in which nearly, how many people died in that one? I think it was in thousands. So we're sort of overdue for an earthquake. And it's just, you know, when it's going to happen, nobody really knows, because to predict earthquakes is still a new science. I know that scientists are working on it, but it's still very new and not exactly precise. So we just sort of have to wait and see. But since the major earthquake that happened here over 10 years ago now, the regulations are more strict. And there's an emergency plan in place in case something happens. So I know that in parts of Taiwan, beginning next month, because of what happened in Japan, they're actually going to be doing some emergency drills and emergency tests to make sure that the new system in place works out okay. So we'll have to wait and see. So for everyone that sent emails and short messages via Twitter and Facebook, I am fine. Everything else here is fine. And it's life as normal. Okay. We're going to have another piece of music. When we come back, we're going to be going to two of our listeners. One of them first, and then another one, who are actually from Japan. And find out from them what happened last Friday and what was going through their mind, especially from Mackie, who is now living in Potsdam, Germany. She was very far away and she couldn't get in touch with her mother for a few hours. So we're going to talk to her in just a moment. But first, here's Johnny Keating and his orchestra with the composition by Simon and Garfunkel called Mrs. Robinson here on the International Happy Station. Johnny Keating and his orchestra with Mrs. Robinson here on The Happy Station Show. And I'll be giving out the information later on about how you can get in touch with us and also to tell you about our anniversary program coming up next week. Now, as I said a moment ago, we're going to be joined on the show now by two listeners from Japan. One still living in Japan, the other now living in Potsdam, Germany. Now, the first guest is somebody who has been on the program before. In fact, he cracked our secret code that we had not too long ago. It was a year ago, I think. I don't remember now, but it was over a year ago of a contest that we had. His name is Sakai Obara. As you know, and many other people in the Asia-Pacific region, Taiwan, just like Japan, is very prone to earthquakes. Here in Taipei, we get about maybe 4 or 5 earthquakes a day. We don't feel them because they're very small. Every month, we maybe get around 1 or 2 that we notice. And I know that in Japan, where I've been many, many times, it is very much the same thing. Now, the earthquake that happened last Friday, did you feel it where you are? Because you're on the other side of Japan.
Yes, we did feel when it happened. I'm not living in the northeast coast area of Japan. I'm living in the opposite side of the island, which is more than 300 kilometers from there. Even if it's kind of far away, at that moment we did feel the shaking. First, we had the sudden shutdown of electricity in my office. then followed by a very slow shaking. It's very slow and kind of a wide amplitude, which lasted for a long time. It was almost like a few minutes. It's like a few minutes. And then it was like I was on a sailing boat and having a seasickness. Then I noticed that this type of shaking must be from a very long way. It must be a very big one. Then I saw the news on my iPhone that the big earthquake hit the northeast coast of Japan.
Now, with the earthquakes that you get in your area, did you notice something different about this one? I mean, when it was happening, did you think that this could be big or bigger than the Kobe earthquake?
Well, I didn't really experience the Kobe one, but I did feel something which is very different from kind of a regular earthquake. We have many earthquakes actually regularly, but this time it was it's a kind of very different, which is kind of, like I said, I was on kind of a sailing boat, which is kind of very, very slow motion. So I felt this must be a very big one, and then I felt very, kind of fear for mm-hmm. myself.
Now, people all around the world have seen the images coming from Sendai. Mm-hmm. What about in your area? Was there any type of damage where you are?
Well, fortunately, my area is intact, and it's kind of far away. But we did an earthquake. After that one, that was a Friday afternoon, and then we felt that kind of an event far away. But we did have a very big one in the next morning, mm-hmm. next day, which is Saturday morning. It's an early one, early morning. It's around 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was suddenly awaked by the very big shake, which we later found it was from a different epicenter that is close to my area. It's about 40 kilometers from my town. So that is a different earthquake from the one that caused the catastrophe in the northeast coast. The epicenter this time was a mountain, so there's no tsunami. And unfortunately, my town was okay, but the village around the epicenter, it's a border of Nagano and Niigata Prefecture. They had quite a big damages, and the local train rail was isolated because the ground was scratched out. Mm-hmm. Roads were broken, and avalanche, and there are a few landslides, and lifelines are shut down. There are still many people who cannot stay at home, even as of today.
Now, with this earthquake that happened last Friday, on the weekend, the Japanese government announced that beginning Monday the 14th, there would be rolling blackouts in Japan. Is your area been affected by these rolling blackouts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And actually, we didn't know until today that's going to be planned tomorrow. And even far away, the local power supply company decided to carry out the planned blackout from today for at least for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Now, another question I know that a lot of people have been commenting on from watching all the images and all the reporting that is going on Japan at the moment, is how the Japanese are reacting. And many people are say, comparing it to what happened in the United States in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, where about 24 hours after the hurricane devastated thousands and thousands of people, there were fights breaking out. It became very disorderly. And everybody is amazed at how people in Japan, in the affected areas, are remaining very calm during this outcome. Could you explain a little the Japanese way of thinking and why it is so calm?
Well, To be honest, I'm not really sure if they're really calm or not. But yeah, we have many opinions that the Japanese people are so calm and then kind of helping each other. And I'm not really sure, but might be from education or something. But what I'm impressed very much is so many countries in the world are trying to help Japan, and then actually many Japanese people really appreciate that, and then we are really impressed to know about that. So it's kind of one of the good news, even though such kind of a catastrophe.
Now, this story is forever changing, so of course we don't want to get into too many specifics, because by the time this interview airs, many things would have changed dramatically.
Right.
But let's talk for a moment about the nuclear power plant. They've been having a lot of problems. They've tried pumping seawater into the core to cool it. And since from the time we recorded this interview, things have been going from bad to very bad to worse. What is the concern amongst, for example, yourself, your colleagues, about this nuclear situation?
I think one of the bad things is to get a correct information. What the government people say is kind of a very vague, and then it's hard to understand, and then so many people are kind of frustrated to find out if what they say is correct or not, and sometimes people don't understand what they are talking about, or the problem is to get the real correct information mm-hmm. at this time. So the situation is kind of changing every minute. So we just have to keep our eyes on it, and just to keep we have to keep watching it at least.
Now, in Japan, from a very early age, people are prepared for earthquakes. I heard that education about it begins as soon as somebody can start talking and can start walking. What kind of education, like for example, when you were young, do you still remember now about earthquakes?
When I was very young, as far as I experienced, that there are no big earthquake. We did have in school, it's kind of a drill to evacuate from earthquake. For example, just we used to have that kind of education in elementary school or so. We prepare the kind of a cushion on the chair, which can put on your head when something happens. So that is one example.
Mm-hmm. The situation now, for example, where you are, is it life as normal?
Yeah, my life is completely normal, and everything is fine so far.
And that was our good friend Sakai Obata in Japan. Now time for music, and then when we come back, we'll be joined by another listener of ours in Japan. But first, here's the House Martins, and The Light Is Always Green.
Trust.
House Martins and The Light Is Always Green here on the International Happy Station. Well, we're now going to go to another listener of ours. Her name is Maki Inoue, and she is from Japan, but she now lives in Potsdam, Germany. Maki, you're living in Germany. You've been there for quite some time. What was your reaction last Friday when you heard about this devastating earthquake and tsunami?
Oh, you cannot imagine, because, you know, actually I was regret that I was not in Japan. And
really?
Then I couldn't believe what's going on in the, you know, TV show, because first, you know, my German friend told me that my mom is okay, and I didn't know what, you know, friend was talking about, and then saw the internet video, and then it's like it was 6 or 7 hours ago it happened in Japan, and then the just too shocked, and I couldn't find any words. Just no fear, nothing. Just shocked.
Now, what part of Japan are you originally from?
Oh, I was born in Fukuoka, which is a Kyushu. It's the south, so it's kind of like far away from you know, where the earthquake happened.
Now, since the earthquake has happened, I suppose that you have talked to your mother, who's still there. What did she tell you?
Actually, I couldn't talk to her for a day. I mean, because all the phone lines dead, and then no internet and no messages. So all cut off from overseas or you know, also in Japan. And I couldn't call anybody in Japan. So what I could do is the next day, which is the 12th of March, I could, you know, call my mom's phone, but only to south, but not to north.
And what did your mom tell you?
Oh, it's like, I mean, she didn't even know until she went to walking, and then she told me it was like a movie, and then seems like it didn't happen to Japan, and just, she didn't know how to explain to me.
Now, let me ask you, like, in your opinion, how well is Japan to deal with this kind of crisis?
Oh, actually, we knew for a long, long time, like 56 years, we knew the earthquake would happen around the Tokyo area. But we expected maybe magnitude 7 or 6, but not 9. And then nobody expected it to happen in the north.
But do you think that the authorities in Japan are equipped to deal with this? Because Japan has been ready for like you said, 50, 60 years.
Oh, we had the really, you know, small one. Small one doesn't mean like one or two, but we had the like 6 or 7 magnitude. And then actually a couple of times had a tsunami in the same place, like Iwate, whatever, you know, northeast area. They had 2 years ago, actually, Chile had a tsunami, and they had some, you know, water flood from ocean. And then they thought maybe close to that time tsunami level. But then in this time, at the time tsunami was only like 2 meters. So the houses or cars not, you know, flushed away. But in this time was like, I heard the 15, 16 meters. And then it was just ridiculously just not expected at all.
Maki Inoue, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Keith.
And I was speaking there with Maki Inoue, who's now living in Potsdam, Germany. As I mentioned earlier, of course, we're not going to give too much information about it because the information is changing literally every 15 minutes. And now with the nuclear situation, so it would be irresponsible for us to give out information. So we're just not going to do that. But if you go, of course, to the internet, different news sources, BBC World Service, CNN, etc., you can find all the information there. All right, we're going to have a little bit more music. Here is a singer by the name of Farrell Spence from her new CD called A Town Called Hell. Here's a track called Here's to You and Me on the International Happy Station.
Open the curtains and I'd clean up this mess. I'd put on some makeup and my prettiest dress. I'd buy you a ticket on the very next train just to see you again, to see you again. Darling, I'd call you my number one man. I'd say I miss you, if you could understand that this cowboy's only in my bed just to get you out of my head.
I'd write you a letter, I won't throw it away. And I'd sing you a love song, if it would make you stay. I'd stand by your window in the pouring rain just to see you again, to see you again. I try to tell you that you're the one for me. I say I'm sorry if it didn't make you believe. And this friend of a friend is by my side just to get you off of my mind. So here's to you, here's to you, you and me. Yeah, here's to you, here's to you, you and me.
Drinking and I'll get a new job. There'll be no more rambling, so help me God. You can tell all your buddies that I'm the one to blame, if it means just the same, if it means just the same.
Well, I'll say I hurt you, and I'll say that I lied, and don't tell them no woman is ever worth my pride. But you know they'll know that way down deep inside. I wanna see you again. So here's to you. Yeah, here's to you. You and me. Yeah, here's to you. Here's to you. You and me.
Farrell Spence from Here's to You and Me on the program. If you wish to get in touch with us, there's a number of ways to do so. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. But if you go to our website, which is www.pcjmedia.com, it's easy, pcjmedia.com, 3 W's before, right? You know the drill. Click on email, Keith. The email will come directly to me. That's the easiest way. Of course, if you are on Facebook, do a search for PCJ on Facebook. Come in and join the group. And don't be shy, don't be afraid to add me as one of your friends. And I'm not going to tell you the spelling of my name. I think you can find it out. I don't want to, you know, go on and just dribble on and on and on about things, which I'm doing right now. Anyway, at the beginning of the show, I told you about something that is quite interesting that I only discovered on last weekend. On Saturday, I decided to head down to the basement of our building, where the parking garage is. Now, you're wondering, why would I go down there? Well, it was very simple, because there was something that I wanted to see for myself. Now, this building that we're in was built around 12 years ago. 13 years ago. Right, Kevin? 13 years ago. And it is quite fascinating, and we're going to make a video about it that we'll have at the PCJ website very soon. But the building itself sits on tracks. Like, steel tracks, and then there's rubber on top of the tracks, and it actually is, in case of a large earthquake, the thinking, of course, and the belief is that if the ground underneath the building moves, the tracks will prevent the building from shaking that much, or rather reduce the shaking. And it is quite fascinating. We're going to put together something for it on the video blog because it's hard to describe. And we thought about recording a piece down there, but audio, it just wouldn't work because you really, really have to see it. So we're going to record something, a video very soon, which will be uploaded on the website, and you'll be able to see it that way. The next thing that I wanted to tell you about before we get to our next piece of music is that next week, March the 26th, will be the anniversary program for Happy Station, 84 years on the air, and 2 years, wow, 2 years since, no, longer than that, 3 years since I've been doing the program. Yes, 3 years already? Is it three? No, it's 2 years. Yes, it is 2 years. Yes, so my second anniversary is host of the program and the 84th anniversary of Happy Station, and we have something fun on the program that you certainly will not want to miss. Yes, it will give you a real good giggle. That's the only thing I'm going to say right now. Okay, time for more music. We're going to listen to a singer who is from Germany. Well, not exactly. He's actually American. His name is Bill Ramsey, but he had a lot of hits in Germany in the 1960s and 70s. He's still performing today, but he's doing more of a jazz style. Here he is with Back Home in Indiana on the International Happy Station.
I have always been a wanderer. This R is wichtig, huh? Over land and sea. Yet a moonbeam on the waters casts a spell over me. A vision fair I see. Again I seem to be back home again in Indiana. And the thing that I can see, that glimmer kind of light, well, shining so bright, took those sycamores to me. The Devon hay, with all its fragrance through those fields that I used to roam. When I dream about that moonlight on the ball bash, when I dream about my Indiana home, chitty bop, chitty bop, chitty bop, room, zap, do ba da ba do ba do ba 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 do 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 do. Sycamores to me, the new mown hay with all of its fragrance through those fields that I used to roam. When I dream about that moonlight on the Wabash, when I dream about my Indiana home, yeah. When I'm thinking about the moonlight shining on the Wabash River, people thinking about my Indiana home, yeah. When I dream about that moonlight on the Wabash, when I dream about my Indiana home.
Bill Ramsey and Back Home in Indiana. Anyway, we're nearly the end of this week's show. I want to remind you again, do visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com. On the front page, you will find parts 2 and part 3 of my little talk at the shortwave shindig that was held in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, March 4th. And we did it via Skype. So you can find now parts 2 and 3 at our website, including part 1 in case you missed it. And I do want to invite you, if you wish to find out everything else that's going on here, we do have Twitter. Yeah, but I obviously don't talk about it that much. I keep forgetting to do it. But we do have Twitter. It seems that a lot of people are using it these days. Anyway, it's very easy. Just do a search for PCJ Media in Who to Follow in Twitter. PCJ Media, all one word, and add us. And that's it. And that's all you need to do. And we don't just have information about stuff that's happening here at PCJ, but also other the other PCJ programs as well. Now, before I go there, I do want to take a moment to tell you about something, because a few people have been asking about it, and that is about our audio stream. Now, March 5th and 6th and March 12th and 13th, we had the stream running, but the stream was only running for our partner stations. And the reason for that is we had a few little technical issues for listeners that wanted to listen in at the same time that we were sending the signal out to our various partner stations. So we actually had to stop it to install a new server. So now for the stream, there are two servers, which are two different things for two different groups. One for our partner stations, which is still going out, and the one that we've just installed for our listeners. Now, we're going to be running a test with it this weekend, and then hopefully by next week, everything should be back to normal. So we're dividing the stream up into two areas. Mind you, if you want to catch all the programs, it's easy to download every single one at our website, and do sign up in iTunes. You can subscribe to it that way, so you automatically get sent down to your computer. Anyway, all the programs are still going to be there to download and everything else. But we'll have the stream running up very, very soon, running at a higher bit rate, which will mean much higher quality. All right. That's it. That's all we have time for on the program. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Powell, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to all our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.